18 past 7 on a Wednesday morning, which means Murray Old's in the studio for some terrible dad jokes. But first, Murray, a lot of chatter about a double dissolution. Will Malcolm Turnbull press the button and launch it on early? Even talk of the budget coming earlier in May as well.
That's right, bringing the budget forward by at least a week, which would then give the government an extra week to get... basically, July the 2nd is the election date they're looking at. I mean, it's a pretty radical step. I mean, Malcolm Turnbull's always said, hasn't he, ever since he got in 5-6 months ago, the government will go its full term. It will not. There'll be no early election, not till August, September, October, even November this year. Well, they're stuck in the Senate. The Senate can't. The Senate is stalling everything the government wants to do. The Prime Minister's looking at the opinion polls. That early sort of honeymoon glow's worn off.
It's gone. I mean, it's 50-50 at the moment, isn't it?
50-52 party preferred. In terms of preferred Prime Minister, there's still daylight between Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten, but Shorten's had three rises in a row in the last three polls. He's got policies out there. People are getting fed up with this kind of... the government trailing its coat in terms of reform. It's done nothing, is the perception. And as we know with... Peter Credland, Tony Abbott, perceptions can be everything or nothing, depending who you speak to. So all the talk in Canberra is that they'll bring forward, they'll call a double dissolution election on the back of a budget that's brought forward by a week. It allows the government a very small window to campaign, but that's what I think he wants. And the election, you can expect, will be fought on one of the big issues the coalition's going to hang its hat on, and that's union corruption. And you can already hear the ads, can't you? On the back of that Royal Commission. Now, look, we all know it was called for a purely political purpose to embarrass Shorten and the Labor Party. It was done more than that. It has exposed this revolting, rotten culture in some unions in Australia, not even unions in terms of the organisation, a handful of half-wits at the top who think it's still okay to go and hit people with hammers and, you know, send in big bullies onto building sites, call people scabs and stop cement supplies to employers who won't bend.
Yeah.
Now, how much of a sting that's going to have in terms of an election campaign? He's going to want a hell of a lot more than that. He's going to be looking at things like economic stability, you know, looking at things like defence. News this morning that there's mounting pressure from Washington to allow for the Australian government to allow a long-range American bombers and refueling planes to be based up in Darwin to then fly over the disputed South China Sea region. Also increasing pressure for Australia to join American warships in maritime patrols through that disputed area.
Freedom of navigation patrols.
Freedom of navigation, that's right. So there's a whole lot of things, a whole lot of elements that appear to be coalescing around these two central things. An early budget, only by a week, and then an early double dissolution election. And you'd expect Malcolm Turnbull, because it's never happened, or has it? Maybe it has happened once long ago, but in contemporary times, no government's been kicked out after one term. Prime ministers, we just come and go.
It's a revolving
door. No one cares. But governments, rarely, if at all, in Australia since Federation, it may have happened once or twice.
Federally, yeah.
It may have happened. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
But if it has happened, it's pretty rare. It hasn't happened recently. You'd expect the coalition to lose a bit of bark but get back in. Mm. And they've got seats to burn. Don't forget, Labor lost, I think, 10 seats here in New South Wales alone.
Yep.
And they're going to struggle over in WA with all those familiar faces that we know nothing about in the East Coast. But apparently they're big hitters over there like Joe Buffhead Bullock. See you, Joe. What a waste of space. This is the people who Labor puts up in the Senate. No wonder the government wants to overhaul the Senate. Get rid of the Bullocks.
All right. There you go. So a bit of a look at politics as it's shaping up towards a potential early election. Also, Murray, I've got some gags for us this morning.
These are pretty bad. I've scoured my gag bag for the worst possible...
It's a deep bag.
It's a pretty shallow bag, actually. Charles Dickens walks into a bar. He asks the barman for a martini. The barman says, sure, Oliver. Oliver Twist.
Oh, yeah, that is a shallow bag.
A pair of starter leads walks into a bar and asks for a couple of drinks. Okay,
pair of what?
So starter leads, jumper leads.
Gotcha, right.
Okay, they walk into a bar and say, like a couple of beers. Okay, says the barman, but I don't want you starting anything in here.
It's a busy bar. It's a weird nightclub.
A woman calls up an airline and says, is it okay if I take my dog on board? Sure, no worries, says the airline, as long as you provide your own kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she says. The kennel's got to be big enough to let the dog stand up, sit down, turn around and roll over. It's no good to me, she says. I'll never be able to teach him those things by tomorrow.
There you go.
Sufficiently bad.
Yeah, look, that was scraping the bottom of the shallow gag bag.